Blog Talk Radio.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for being God. We thank you, Lord, for this day you've made and created, and bless us to assemble, to gather together, to go into your word. Father, we pray today, Lord God, that you would stretch forth your hand and set up a power of force field over these airways to prevent the enemy from hindering, from causing any disturbance, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we exercise the authority as believers in Christ that you have given us against the devil. We command you, Satan, not to interfere with this broadcast. We command you and your imps and your cohorts to go in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, and we plead the blood against you right now in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, I lay down this petition before you once again, that Lord God, that Father, that not only your spirit to be with us on this broadcast, but let your spirit unleash the light, the understanding and revelation we need this day. And Father, remember us, Lord, as we humble ourselves before you, that we are in need of this revelation that come from on high. Father, I pray that every heart, every ear that is tuned into this broadcast, no matter what nationality or color or race or gender they are, that you would touch them by your spirit and unveil this truth unto them as they seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray, and Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. God bless all of you once again on this blessed Tuesday night. And for some of you who are listening in other parts of the world, it may be Wednesday morning or it may be Wednesday evening, but no matter what time of the day it is, no matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, Brother Nate is here to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Now, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we will give unto you. Praise be to God. As we are in this series, as we had as of late, we're going to start off with foundation of scripture, Isaiah chapter 58 verse 1. So if you have your Bibles with you, let us go to Isaiah chapter 58 verse 1. For those of you just listening, and if you don't have your Bible with you, hey, won't you just listen in with us? Amen. God can still deal with you in such a way. Amen. But for those of you that do have your Bibles, let us go to Isaiah chapter 58 verse 1. This is our foundation scripture that we are going to launch out from in this series that we are in today. Amen. Praise be to God. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. The word of the Lord says, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins." Now, we are on the series called Abortion. And tonight we are on Abortion Part 6. And on tonight, we're going to continue to talk about how practicing abortion is the same as practicing idolatry to Molech. And if the Lord say the same, we will go on a little bit further as the Spirit lead. But here we want to start off with, and those of you that have been listening, I want to say to those of you that are newcomers who perhaps listening to the first time, I want to encourage you, as I do others who are newcomers, especially when they're coming in a certain part of a series that I'm doing, I want to encourage you that if you listen tonight, go back and listen to the first five parts. Now, this is Abortion Part 6. And I encourage you to go back after tonight, go listen to the first five parts. And the reason why I do that, because, you know, when you're coming in a middle or end of a teaching lesson or a series, many times it's much harder to grasp certain things that are being said when you haven't started from the beginning. You know, it's just like when you was going up in school. If you came in the middle of the lesson or the end of the lesson, it was hard for you to fully understand it, you know. Amen. Now, there were some people who was per se blessed, you know, that didn't have to do much study. But for the most of us, we needed to get all of it, and so we needed to be there at the beginning. And I guess this is one of the reasons why we were told to be come to class on time, okay? Because if you come to class late and all that, while the teacher, you know, your class is an hour, you get there and you lost 30 minutes. Well, that's 30 minutes you didn't lost from the beginning. You're coming in the middle of the lesson, and therefore many times it's hard to grasp. So I want to encourage you all to, first-time listeners, to listen to the first five parts. Now, as our foundation scripture said, God told his people to cry aloud and spare not. And understand, not only is he telling his people, but he's telling his people that hear. Now, I know those of you who've been listening have noticed that I have used that phrase, and that's true because Jesus said it in the New Testament. I speak to those that hear. Everybody that's claiming to be a child of God is not listening. I'm going to say that again. Everybody that's claiming to be a child of God is not listening. So Jesus said it in the New Testament. He said, I speak to those that hear. And so God is saying to those that are listening, that's hearing, cry aloud and spare not. And what has happened with many of us in the church today, among the body of Christ, some of the hard-hit issues we have bagged up in the corner and hid. And many of us, there are some of us who know it's a sin. Let me go deeper in that route. We know it's a sin, but too scared to open our mouth. And so, you know, we always went, well, don't tell them that. Well, don't say that, you know. But God said, cry loud and spare not. He said, lift up your voice like a trumpet. You know, a trumpet makes sound when you blow into it, okay? And many times, especially in the old days, they used the trumpets and they would blow a distinct sound, and that gave a message about something. You know, let them know something. Well, anyhow, he said, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. God didn't say, shut up, keep your mouth closed, and don't say nothing. Now, be it may, we must understand that we can't always just jump ahead of God or something like that and speak out of wisdom. There's time you can't speak out of wisdom. That's why we got to listen to the Holy Ghost. But for the most part, God is telling us to cry out against transgression, cry out against sin. But now in this day and time, many of us among the body of Christ, we're doing the opposite. We're keeping our mouth closed. We're hiding. We won't say nothing on. And if we do talk on a little bit, you can hear the tremor in our voice that we're so scared and terrified, amen, you know, that we get to the point where we just cut it off. We're talking about abortion in this series. And once again, I know this is a, quote, hot topic. And as I said before, I can understand if it, quote, is a debate between Christians and sinners. I can understand that if it's that, just that route. But when it becomes a debate between Christian and Christian, I got a problem with that, okay? You know, which it should be. And God is in the scriptures here quite clear. And this is the message I must deliver to those of you that listen today. God is not for abortion. It's not for abortion. God, in other words, and also in the word of God, God has shown us that abortion is an abomination unto him. Amen. It's abomination. God is not for it. Okay. Now, to those of you that have committed it, before we get ready to go on further in the lesson, I want to say that it's not too late for you to repent, to confess or acknowledge your sin, repent and turn. Okay. It's not too late. I'm giving this message because I know that there are those who are listening who may have done it and done it in ignorance, who did not have light on the subject of what God thinks about it. Perhaps maybe you went to your pastor. Your pastor may have said, I don't know what to tell you. You know, you have a decision, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you went to other fellow Christians. Maybe they was too afraid to speak on that and let you know. Or maybe they didn't know themselves. And so this thing here I'm giving is this word of the Lord, to let you know where God stands with it, is to awaken people, bring them to the knowledge of the truth, and pray that they will repent, but also to reveal and show why that this nation, let's just talk about this nation alone, why we're being hit with so many disasters. That's one of the reasons, because of the abominations that's being committed in this nation. Amen. Now, when we last was on part five, we talked about Molech. Molech is an idol god. Amen. And therefore, Molech, being one of the idol gods, might well say one of the workers of Satan, Molech required that his followers sacrifice to him, especially their children. Okay. And from what I understand in my study about it is that those that sacrificed even their firstborn to Molech believed that Moloch or Molech, either way you want to pronounce it, would ensure financial prosperity for their family and future children. Amen. And so Molech, this idol god, demon god, required a sacrifice of children. And what God wants you to know is that through abortion, you're committing that sacrifice the same as sacrificing to Molech. Amen. Because Molech required for the children to be thrown in the fire to be killed. And so the last thing we was on, we was in Leviticus. And in Leviticus, and I'm going to paraphrase it, God talks about in Leviticus as he gave Moses to give this word unto the children of Israel, that judgment will come to those who will pass their children through the fire to Molech to sacrifice their children. That's what you're doing when you commit adultery. You're sacrificing your children. You're killing them, okay? Just like Moloch or Molech wanted his followers to do, sacrifice their children or kill their children by throwing them into the fire, okay? And God says, and you read that Leviticus chapter 20, and for those of you that wants to jump up and holler and say, there you go again with that Old Testament stuff. We're not in the Old Testament. Listen, when you read that, In that chapter, Leviticus 18 chapter and Leviticus 20 chapter, he did talk about anyone that did that, they should be stoned. Do we stone people today? No. But the spiritual principle did not change. What does that represent? Judgment. And God said, even in Leviticus 20, that he would set his face against the one that do that, and those that supported his faces against them too. Okay? Now, you don't want the true and living God against you. Okay? Amen. So that's what they even represent today. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 11. 1 Kings chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of the Lord, Jesus Christ, today. 1 Kings chapter 11. We're going to look at verses 7 through verse 9. And for those of y'all been listening, you notice in this series, I come with scripture, I come with research to you, and giving you all of that. And see, overall, the thing is this. Some of you that's listening is going to say, well, Brother Nate, I don't sense anything, whether you're right or wrong, but this information you're giving me, the scriptures and the research, I'm going to go before God with it and ask the Lord about it. Hey, to you, I say, praise the Lord, okay? Then there are going to be some of you that's going to say, you know what? I know in my spirit you're telling the truth. And, you know, to those of you that say that, I say, hallelujah, amen. And then there are going to be others among you that's going to, some of you going to call me a bunch of names I care to even say. And some of you are going to just label me just crazy. And some of you is just going to be hardcore against me. And I still say hallelujah to that. And some of you may even be, quote, supposed to be professing Christians. That's going to be saying, oh, you just plain crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. And blah, blah, blah. Okay. If you say so, I'm just delivering the word of God, and I'm going to let God prove this thing out. Amen. Now, 1 Kings chapter 11. I'm going to start at verse 6 and end at verse 9. Now, it said, and Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and went not fully after the Lord as did David his father. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrifice unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. Thank you, Jesus. Now, God did not want, and let's understand this in the verse I read. First of all, that Molech or Moloch is called by the word of God an abomination. And when you sacrifice unto him, you are committing an abomination. Okay? That's why abortion is an abomination, because you're doing in the same act of sacrificing children or killing children, just like Molech or Moloch require of his followers. Okay? And see, God does not want no honoring of Molech. He doesn't want no honoring of abortion. Okay? Hallelujah. And Solomon went and built high places for these idols. Places where they can go and, quote, worship these idols. And it's amazing how you'll find some that's professing to be Christians who are connected and involved in things that is, how should I put it, lifting up abortion. And the Bible says that he even built these high places even for his strange wives. Okay? And that this thing made God angry, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. His heart, glory, was turned from the Lord. Some people are supporting the abortion because their heart have turned from the Lord. And they are doing things to honor abortion, which is the sacrificing, or the same act of sacrificing or killing of children, like Molech required of his followers. And they are doing things to lift up abortion and to honor abortion because their heart has been turned from the Lord. Remember, God told Solomon not to fool with those strange women, and he told them they would turn your heart away, and they did it. And some of us as proclaiming Christians, you have got tied to people or to organizations that have, quote, turned your heart away from God. Some of you have become in the Masonic order. Some of you have gotten to sororities and fraternities and all kind of other organizations that you have gotten involved with. And what is it doing? It started turning your heart away from God. And now you are okaying things that God called an abomination. My God, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it angers the Lord. This is why God is calling on his people today to repent. And for those of you that have been supporting even the act of abortion, God is calling on you today and telling you, repent. Repent of this thing. Anything you have done to contribute to it, whether you gave money to any organization of it, whether you was up there speaking up for it and all that, God said, repent. Repent. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want to read a verse from you from the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus sent through the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, has spoken in Matthew 17 and Malachi chapter 4. And I want to read a verse from here. It is called the 76th message. This was the 76th time that Jesus sent the Elijah, August the 17th, 1959. And I want to read one of these verses of what he said. Amen. Praise be to God. And I pray that you will give me your undivided attention. He says, the Lord's plan has been decreed, and it shall bear fruit. The great peril shall shake mankind, and many will inquire of the Lord. Learning wisdom, their idols shall melt away, for the word shall go forth from Zion. Men's hearts shall be cleansed, being ministered unto by the word of the Lord. The faithful shall stand forth, and many shall find salvation in the Lord. Now, one of the things I noticed in that verse that he said that, learning wisdom, their idols shall melt away. So that's why, you know, when looking in, I think it's that the Hebrew or the Greek word of abomination is dealing with also idolatry. Because when you are committing abortion, you are also committing idolatry. Because why? It is tied to sacrificing to Molech. Okay? Hallelujah. And I noticed something in that verse. He said, their idols will melt away, meaning their idols will come to nothing, and they will have a different look to the people. Let me give you another example of what I mean of what God said, their idols will melt away. Think about a block of ice. Now, if you had a block of ice and you put it in the sun, what's going to happen? It's going to melt away, become liquid, and then disintegrate. Now, when it melts, it's now taking on a different look to you now. It don't look like ice. It look like water. And see, there are those who have committed abortion that when God get a hold of them in their heart, they're going to repent. And all this time when they was lifting up abortion and praising abortion, they're going to have a different look on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That idols that they were doing, it's going to melt away because it's going to be a different look. It's going to come to nothing. They ain't going to be praising abortion no more. They ain't going to be lifting up abortion no more. They ain't going to be for abortion no more. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The most shatter. Glory. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for the witnessing. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, and that word came to me the other day when I was studying on this out of the word of the Lord, that verse there, amen, and thank you, Jesus, and God said that idol shall melt away. First of all, I mean, it's going to come to nothing, and second of all, people going to have a new look on them. When it melts away, it's going to take on a form of a new look to them, okay? Like I said, once again, when you look at the block of ice at first, when you put it in the sun, after what, a few minutes or a minute like that, it's not going to take on the same form as it was when it was ice. Amen. God bless you, brother. How you doing? Well, that was our brother John, I believe, but he ended up clicking off before we can get together. But, amen. Glory to God. Now, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32, and I want to read, I think it's going to be about 5-6 verses out of this here, Jeremiah chapter 32. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God and spirit of the living God, and thank God for what he's doing. He's just been blessing and strengthening and keeping, and glory to God. Jeremiah chapter 32, and I'm going to start at verse 30. And look what the word of God says. And I'm going to read to, I think it's going to be verse 35. The word said, for the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, say the Lord. For this city hath been to me as a provocation of my anger and of my fury from the day that they built it, even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face. Because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they have turned unto me the back and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. Now I want to stop right there. God said in that time that Israel and Judah had angered him, provoked him to anger, because of what they was doing, okay? And in his house, they had set their abominations. And they began to build these places for Baal to worship idols. And they was calling their children to go through the fire to sacrifice unto Molech. Sad to say, this abortion has been practiced among even those that claiming to be the children of God. And notice that God, in that list I read, the princes, the kings, the priests, representing leaders. You have some among the body of Christ of the leadership that's supporting this thing, that's supporting this abomination. Not only just abortion, but other abominable works that's being committed among the body of Christ and in the house of God, they have supported it. And it has provoked God to anger. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And God said, even when they had let their children pass through the fire to Molech, he said, which I commanded them not to do. And then God called it an abomination. Amen. People, abortion is an abominational act in the sight of God. It goes under the category of hands that shed innocent blood. Proverbs 6 says that God, 6 things God hates, 7 is abomination, and that was one of the abominations he named. Amen. God is not for it, people. Thank you, Jesus. God is not for it. Now, I want to give you a report. And since we're talking about Molech and abortion, it's the sacrifice of killing the children, which is the same act, abominable act of practicing idolatry, because it goes in line with what Molech or Moloch acts of his followers or said of his followers to do, to sacrifice it to him. Now, I want to give you a report on something. And this report came out November 11, 2019. That's this year, November 11th. And here's the title. I'm going to give you the title before I read the report to you. Amen. And the title is Statue of Molech, Pagan Deity of Child Sacrifice Displayed at Colosseum. Mm-hmm. You heard what I said. Once again, I'm going to say the title to you again, because this was reported November 11th of this year, 2019, that a statue of Molech or Moloch, who we've been talking about, that is an idol god that required his followers to kill their children and to pass their children through the fire, per se, to sacrifice unto him. It's been reported that a statue of him was displayed at Colosseum. Okay? Let me read to you what the report said. It said, from now through March 2020, as part of an exhibit celebrating the city of Carthage, a giant statue of Molech, the god of the ancient Canaanites and let me see if I pronounce it right, and Carthaginians were Greek visitors at the entrance to the Roman Colosseum. Molech is the pagan god who required his devotees to toss their children into his fiery belly as an act of worship. This same statue of this same idol god, okay, is going to be put up as a part of an exhibit at the city of Carthage, okay, at the entrance of what is called the Roman Colosseum. Now, it goes on to say, the location of the display is particularly worth noting, since the Roman Colosseum is where many early Christians were slaughtered at the hands of lunatic dictators fearful of a faith that they could not stop. Previously, the Catholic Church made the Colosseum a sacred site to honor these first Christians martyred for their faith, even placing stations of the cross there for the faithful to contemplate their sacrifice. Now it's guarded by the pagan god Molech, whose demand for child sacrifice has been compared to the modern epidemic of abortion, and the faithful are greeted with a statue honoring a pagan deity whose murderous spirit still seek to kill children. Do you hear that? And it's now the Catholic Church, quote, claiming to be Christian now. And let's get straight with this. Back in the days of the early church, who you think was having the Christians killed? But then all of a sudden you said, well, we're gonna dedicate this quote Colosseum to the Christians that was killed there for the faith. Well, y'all was having them killed, okay? Hallelujah. But anyhow, what I want you to understand is that, see, the truth is coming out even concerning them. Okay, because now you done put a big statue of an idol god that demanded child sacrifice up there for the people that you to greet the people as they come into that Colosseum. Come on now. Come on. Come on, people. We got to open our eyes. Okay. Eyes got to be open. Too much eyes shut. Okay. Glory to God. Our sister Holy Ghost witness about this. Too many eyes shut. You got some organizations, some people saying they're Christian. And it's sad to say, many of us, we just so naive. We ain't checking up nothing. They say, I'm a Christian. They're a Christian. And they don't, and we ain't checking up a thing. Amen. So that giant statue of Molech, the same idol god that told his followers, kill your children. I want you to throw your children in the fire and sacrifice them on the honor of worshiping me. And therefore, now you done talked about, well, we're going to dedicate this Colosseum to the Christian that were martyred there. And now you got a big old statue of an idol god there to greet the people as they come in. Wow. I say wow. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I want to read another article that came out this year, April the 11th, 2019. And what I want to say before I read this article is that you know something is not good per se. Now, we did have in the Bible where, remember in the book of Acts, when Paul and Silas was going on their way, missionary work, and this damsel, she had the spirit of divination, and she was going around telling people that these are the servants of the Most High God. Now, in a sense, she was telling the truth, okay, right? And some of you may listen to, well, she even telling the truth, but remember, she had a spirit of divination, an evil spirit, a spirit of fortune telling. If the devil starts testifying for you, watch out. Because he means no good. Okay? I say that to say this. Also, on the other hand, when you got even Satan or people that lift up anything about the devil trying to support abortion, You got a problem there, people. You got a problem. Now, because you don't want nothing of the devil trying to support you in anything. You understand what I'm saying? You don't want the devil supporting you. You know, you the devil sits up and fool people like he's their friend. That's how he get, you know, like these singers and stuff like that who sell their souls to the devil. He having to think that he's their friend. Yeah, I support you, blah, blah, blah. Listen. And they getting all these riches and fame and think, oh, that's the help of the... No, the devil's setting them up to kill them. So I'm about to read this article. And once again, you don't want the devil supporting you, but I want to read this article. And the title of it is Satanic Temple Challenge Missouri Abortion. Okay? I want to give you... There's those of a, what they call of a satanic temple, you know, who challenge Missouri's abortion law. Now, I want to give to you what it means. Okay, this is what it says. It says, Satanic temple challenged Missouri abortion law that forces the satanic temple, okay, the Satanic Temple launched a legal challenge to Missouri laws requiring women to wait 3 days before undergoing an abortion. Okay. So he said, now they wanted to rush to that, you know, the under the, as it said here, the Missouri abortion law says that it requires women to wait 3 days before undergoing an abortion. An appeal in the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Wednesday on behalf of a member of the group named only as Judy Doe claimed rules in the state infringe on First Amendment rights to religious freedom. Okay, so out of this Satanic Temple group, there was one who named herself Judy Doe. File an appeal, you know, claim that the rules in the state of Missouri about a woman having to wait 3 days before undergoing an abortion, she said, okay, it's infringing on First Amendment rights to religious freedom, okay, to religious freedom, okay. These are a satanic temple group, okay. Now, it goes on to say, Missouri operates a so-called informed consent abortion process where women are forced to wait at least 72 hours after requesting the procedure before it's carried out. In that time, laws require patients are given a booklet which states the life of each human begins at conception. They must also be offered the opportunity to listen to the what they call photo, F-O-E-T-A-L, photo heartbeat, and view an ultrasound before an abortion can take place, which from what I understand, many abortionists, especially in the other states, from what I understand, don't even let the people even listen to the ultrasound. They don't want, they just want to kill the child. They don't want no connection or anything, okay? Now here, reading here, it said that Missouri requires, first off, that the woman be given a booklet which states the life of each human begins at conception, okay? Then they got to be offered to listen to the photo heartbeat and view an ultrasound before an abortion can take place. This is something that this satanic temple is fighting against, okay? Okay? Because remember, Satan wants sacrifice, amen? He don't want no beating around the bush. You want to kill the child, let's go and get it over with. That's his motto, sacrifice to me. Now, it goes on to say, a federal judge initially dismissed the case in March, ruling the laws were not discriminatory on religious grounds. But the temple has now requested the appeals court educate on whether life begins at conception and whether a matter of religious opinion can be opposed by law. Our appeal presents a challenge for judges who want to defy the law to promote an agenda because the Eighth Circuit will have to overrule itself to deny our claim, says Satanic Temple co-founder and spokesman Lucian Greaves. It is laughable for theocrats to obviously impose their religious viewpoint into law only to claim that their actions are not discriminatory by virtue of the fact that everybody is equally burdened by the restrictions they've created. We are confident that reason will prevail upon appeal. So this satanic group and all these people, you know, talking about. We're confident because, you know, we're easy to throw up constitutional rights, which some places, sometimes, in some particular area, that has its place. But now people want to get to do anything, they want to throw up constitutional rights. And get this, anything they want you to accept, and if I have to go deeper concerning the body of Christ, including abominable acts, okay? Now, it goes on to say, a similar lawsuit filed by a satanic member was rejected by the Missouri Supreme Court in February this year. In that case, a woman known as Mary Doe argued the temple taught a woman's body is inviolable and subject to her will alone. She also stated it was her sincerely held religious beliefs a fetus was not part of her body and was not a human being. Okay. However, the court ruled informed consent did not violate religious freedoms because part of it only happened to coincide with certain religious tenets on abortion rather than being biased on them, based on them. A spokesman for Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt at the time said the law was designed to protect women from undue pressure and coercion during the sensitive decision of whether or not to have an abortion. The Satanic Temple, which has 13 chapters across the U.S. and Canada, is what they call a non-theistic movement founded in 2013, which promotes egalitarianism, civil liberties, secularism, and reproductive rights. Adherents do not believe in a literal Satan, but consider the literal Satan a metaphor for questioning authority and promoting skepticism. It is also known for its use of Satan, a satyr, to challenge Christianity. Okay, it's also known for its use of Satan to challenge Christianity. Action for which its members have faced accusations that they do not hold sincere Satanist beliefs and are instead just attempting to prank or troll targets. In August last year, the group unveiled an 8-foot bronze statue of the goat-headed devil figure Baphomet outside the Arkansas State Capitol building in protest against the Ten Commandments monument on the site. In 2016, the temple sought to establish after-school Satan clubs and protests against evangelical Christian good news clubs, which considers an erosion of the separation of church and state in public education. Now, this satanic temple group talking about, well, we don't believe in Satanist belief. Who you think you're working for? Okay, you just set up an 8-foot statue of Baphomet, Satan, the devil, to contradict the Ten Commandments. You're using, as you said, using Satan into coming against Christianity and question authority. Guess what? It's the other way around. Satan is using you. And now you want to, this group wants to come against the Missouri laws that said the women got to wait 3 days. They don't want no waiting. Just let's kill it. Get it over with. Now, once again, you got the devil supporting abortion, you know it's something wrong. If the devil's supporting you in something, something is not right, okay? And I don't care what this satanic temple said. Well, we don't believe in Satan to believe. Oh, yeah, you do. And that's who you're working for. You're agent of his, okay? And you're talking about, well, we're using Satan to combat Christianity. No, he's using you, okay? That's what he's doing. He's using you. Remember these people in your prayer. Because once Satan get finished using them, he's going to kill them. And we got to pray that they will repent and come to God. See, when people go out and let the devil use them, they think, oh, I'm just doing such a great thing, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and he's giving me this, and he's giving me that, blah, blah, blah. But what they fail to understand is that the devil is a friend of nobody's. He's not a friend of his own workers, okay? Once he gets finished using you, he said, I'm through with you, and take you out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of truth today. We're going to stop it there today. The Lord say the same tomorrow night, Christmas. The Lord say the same. We will come back with abortion part 7. Amen. Tomorrow night. So look for the advertisements at that particular time, for that particular time. Amen. So I want to say before we go into a closing prayer, if any of you that have been listening to the broadcast, you may say, hey, Brother Nate, I'm one of those I had abortion. In fact, I may have had multiple abortions. Well, I want you to understand God has allowed this message to get to you. He wants you to know it ain't too late to repent. It ain't too late. If you just said, Lord, I acknowledge that what I commit was a sin. I have a change of mind about it now. I regret that I did it. Now, to turn away from even supporting that practice. And Lord, I ask that you forgive me. And every demon that has come in my life and that's afflicted me because of this, every curse that has afflicted me, I command it to go now in the name of Jesus, because you no longer have a right to stay here. I have repented in Jesus' name. And I renounce any kind of support I've given for abortion, anything I've done, any organization I've been connected to. In Jesus' name, glory to God. And if you do that with a sincere heart, guess what? You are forgiven. You are forgiven in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You are forgiven. Thank God for the word of truth. Amen. Nothing like the word, okay? Like I said, the Lord say the same. Tomorrow night, we'll come back with abortion part 7. Look for the advertisement. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, we have come to the end of the broadcast. It is not the end of your word. And Father, we thank you today for this opportunity you've given us and blessed us this day. In the name of thy precious son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we just lift you up and give you glory. We magnify you and praise the name of the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for blessing every ear, every heart that was tuned into this broadcast in Jesus' name. Thank you for blessing them with the answer that comes by your Spirit. And Father, we will give you glory. And we give you honor and we give you praise and we glorify you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. May you have a blessed Merry Christmas tomorrow. Once again, I'm with my brother. I don't mind a nation giving, setting apart a day for the honoring the birth of Christ, even though now, the Bible didn't say he was born on December 25th. Now, I ain't standing on that, okay? But I do stand on them honoring Christ for his birth. Now, all this other stuff, like the brother said, and I agree with the brother, I'm not with. You going out there spending bukus of money and getting broke and getting in debt, And especially the pagan part, worshiping part of this, no. Amen. But, so I want to say it to y'all, may that God bless you, Christmas, in honoring Christ, the King, the Savior, in Jesus' name. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. May God bless you, and may he keep you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Behold.